Wehrmacht, Waffen-SS, Luftwaffe, officers, non-coms, privates, looking for someone to surrender to. And Dog, Easy, and Fox companies of the 506th were the first to get to them. From these soldiers, Webster wrote to his parents on May 13th, we obtained pistols, knives, watches, fur-lined coats, camouflage, jump jackets. Most of the Germans take it in pretty good spirit, but once in a while we get an individual who does not want to be relieved of the excess weight of his watch. A pistol flashed in his face, however, can persuade anybody. I now have a Luger, two P-38s, a Schmeisser machine pistol, two jump smocks, one camouflage winter jacket, several Nazi flags about 3 feet by two, and a watch. The Eagle's Nest had been thoroughly worked over by the Army Air Force. The elevator to it had been put out of action. But to men who had been up and down Currahee innumerable times, the climb to the top was more a stroll than a challenge. Alton Moore was one of the first to get there. In the rubble, he found two of Hitler's photo albums filled with pictures of the famous politicians of Europe who had been Hitler's guests. An officer from the company demanded that Moore turn over the albums to him. Moore refused. The officer threatened to court-martial him. Moore was in Malarkey's platoon. Malarkey ran to Battalion HQ to see Winters. He explained the situation. Winters told his Jeep driver to take Malarkey back to his quarters and return with Private Moore and all his gear. When Moore arrived, Winters made him a driver for Battalion HQ. Thus was Moore able to take the albums home with him to Casper, Wyoming. With lodging taken care of and having looted more than they could carry or could ever hope to get home, the next thing these young Americans needed was a set of wheels. No problem. In the vehicle park in and around town, there were German Army trucks, sedans, Volkswagens, and more, while scattered through the town and in the garages attached to the hillside homes were luxury automobiles. Sergeant Hale got a Mercedes fire engine, complete with bell, siren, and flashing blue lights. Sergeant Talbert got one of Hitler's staff cars, with bulletproof doors and windows. Sergeant Carson got Hermann Göring's car, the most beautiful car I have ever seen. We were like kids, jumping up and down. We were kings of the road. We found Captain Spears. He immediately took over the wheel, and off we went through Berchtesgaden, through the mountain roads, through the country with its picture book farms. As more brass poured into Berchtesgaden on May 7th and 8th, it was more difficult for a captain to hold on to a Mercedes.